The Democratic National Committee had a lot on its agenda Tuesday as it debated a host of resolutions to define the Democratic Party's stand on the issues of the day. Among them were two resolutions dealing with the war in Gaza. The first of them, Resolution No. 3, dealt with humanitarian aid to Gaza and an end to the Israel-Hamas war. DNC Chair Ken Martin presented the resolution, saying everyone on the committee agrees the crisis in Gaza is urgent.
My resolution calls for the secure and unrestricted flow of aid to Gaza, which is absolutely essential, and is the position of 44 Senate Democrats who signed a letter recently calling for a large-scale expansion in aid. The resolution also recognizes the complexity of the conflict in the Middle East and calls for a long-term peace through a two-state solution negotiated through direct bilateral negotiations.
That resolution passed. Later came a stronger resolution, number 18. That was presented by Allison Minerly of Florida.
This resolution is straightforward and enforceable. It calls for the end of supplying weapons and military aid as we see the war ongoing and raging in Gaza.
She says the resolution contains items that were not included in Resolution 3, such as actionable items.
The co-sponsors of this resolution and myself will accept edits that strengthen the language urging for the release of the hostages, but we will not accept substitutes that dilute the intention of this resolution, which is to ensure that the Democratic Party will follow the will of our voters and call for an end to U.S. involvement in this particular tragedy. The resolution was drafted in consultation with Palestinians and many folks directly impacted by this ongoing humanitarian crisis.
When it came to a vote, Resolution 18 failed. But then the author of Resolution 3, Chair Martin, stood up to withdraw his successful resolution.
But as we've seen, there's divide in our party on this issue. This is a moment that calls for shared dialogue. It calls for shared advocacy. And that's why I've decided today, at this moment, listening to the testimony and listening to people in our party, to withdraw my amendment and resolution to allow us to move forward in a conversation on this as a party. We need to keep working through this. We have to find a path forward as a party, and we have to stay unified.
Martin's motion to withdraw his resolution passed without opposition. Martin says he'll set up a committee to continue the conversation. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.